Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wildfire danger still high across Kansas. We have the story.
Brown University and MIT shooting suspect is dead. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
One person is dead after a motorcycle crash in Butler County. It occurred Thursday afternoon south of El Dorado near Southwest 50th Street and Southwest Haverhill Road. There's no word on whether any other vehicles were involved or what may have led to the crash, and the name of the deceased has not been released.
Conditions across Kansas ramping up the wildfire threat this week. In the middle of an active day for windswept fires, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issuing a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation. The governor says Kansans should remain vigilant and take extra precautions to eliminate the risk of sparking a fire. The Adjutant General's Department noting that unseasonably warm temperatures combined with strong winds created the high fire danger across the state. We had winds gusting to more than 50 miles per hour across Kansas yesterday, with a 61-mile-per-hour gust that was clocked near Wichita's Eisenhower Airport.
The man believed to have killed 2 people at Brown University and injuring several others last Saturday is also suspected of killing an MIT professor days after that shooting. Fox's Jeff Paul has the story.
Authorities named the suspect in the MIT shooting as Claudio Neves Valente, a Portuguese national. Now, authorities in Rhode Island say both the MIT professor and the suspected shooter attended the same school in Portugal and both studied physics. We also know the two men are roughly similar in age. Investigators say the professor, Nuno Loureiro, a physicist and fusion scientist, was shot and killed on Monday night in an upscale Boston neighborhood. They say he was standing in the hallway of his condo building when the shots were fired.
The suspect was found dead in a storage facility in New Hampshire Thursday. Motives for the 2 shootings are still unclear.
The Justice Department sues 4 additional jurisdictions for refusing to hand over voter registration rolls.
The DOJ alleges officials in Washington, D.C., Georgia, Illinois, and Wisconsin violated federal law by refusing to produce their voter registration lists requested under the Civil Rights Act of 1960. The agency argues Attorney General Pam Bondi has the authority to access these election-related documents, which include personal information, including voters' birth dates. In a statement, DOJ officials say the law is clear. States need to give us this information so we can do our duty to protect American citizens from vote dilution, adding the filings show that regardless of which party is in charge of a particular state, the Department of Justice will firmly stand on the side of election integrity and transparency. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the DOJ has now sued 22 jurisdictions.
TikTok inks a deal to sell its U.S. division to American investors.
TikTok's Chinese parent ByteDance has signed an agreement to sell its U.S. entity to a joint venture controlled by three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX, to make sure that the widely popular social video platform can continue operating in the United States. The new TikTok U.S. joint venture will be 45% held by the consortium of new investors, including the three groups. Another 30% will be held by affiliates of existing ByteDance investors, and close to 20% will be retained by ByteDance. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're about 10 minutes away from our live daily check-in on Fridays with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, in about 10 minutes.
Former NASCAR star and his family killed in a plane crash. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock and 24 degrees. The U.S. military said Thursday that it had conducted two more strikes against boats it said were smuggling drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean, killing five people. U.S. Southern Command posted on social media that the boats were engaged in narco-trafficking operations, though it did not provide evidence of that. It posted videos of each boat speeding through water before being struck by an explosion.
A split verdict in Milwaukee for a judge in Wisconsin accused of obstructing federal immigration agents back in April.
A jury found Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan guilty late Thursday on one felony count of obstructing federal immigration agents, but not guilty of a misdemeanor charge of helping a previously deported Mexican national in her court on battery charges evade those agents. Interim U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel saying the case had nothing to do with politics.
This was necessary to hold Judge Dugan accountable in our assessment because of the actions she took.
Judge Dugan now faces up to 5 years in prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. The defense saying the case is a long way from over, that it intends to challenge the split verdict. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Sports fans are grieving after learning that a former NASCAR star and his family were victims in a deadly plane crash. Fox's Kevin Cork has the story.
55-year-old Greg Biffle, his wife and kids, among seven people killed in a plane crash in North Carolina. The Biffles were aboard a Cessna C-550 making its way over to the Bahamas when it went down at Statesville Regional Airport. That's about 45 minutes or so north of Charlotte. Biffle earned well-deserved praise last year when he used his personal helicopter to deliver supplies and internet service to victims of Hurricane Helene. Indeed, he was a champion's champion, both off and on the track. 19 NASCAR Cup victories, 20 wins in the Xfinity Series, and 17 checkered flags in the Craftsman Truck Series.
The FAA investigating that plane crash.
A gangster is going to have some time to think about his crimes in a federal pen.
A Mexican drug cartel member accused of faking his own death to avoid capture was sentenced to over a decade in a U.S. prison for his money laundering role in one of his home country's largest and most violent narcotics trafficking organizations. Christian Gutierrez Ochoa was living in California under a false identity when he was arrested in November 2024. The now 28-year-old was wanted in Mexico on suspicion of kidnapping two Mexican Navy members in 2021 to secure the release of a loved one's family member after she'd been arrested by Mexican authorities. A U.S. district judge sentencing Gutierrez Ochoa to 11 years and 8 months in federal prison. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Well, good news. Earlier this morning, actually had that traffic accident up on the Kansas Turnpike up by El Dorado. It had the turnpike closed southbound, just a couple miles north of El Dorado there. Well, the southbound turnpike has been reopened. You can get through now. Still may be a little slow for a little bit, but they have reopened things up there by El Dorado here closer to home in Wichita. The traffic volumes are starting to thin quite a bit. I did see a stalled out vehicle, northbound I-235 at K-96, so watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's a noticeably colder Friday morning, but it's mostly sunny and mild this afternoon. High 54, windy, but not like Thursday. South winds 15 to 30 and gusty. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 37. Partly cloudy, breezy on Saturday, high 55. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Sunday. We're in the 60s and 70s next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy, 24 degrees, south wind at 8 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in with Jamel Haloperic and visitwichita.com.
It's Friday. We made it. Woohoo! We have a lot going on this weekend. We have Ballet Wichita presents the 51st Annual Nutcracker Ballet. It's over there at Century 2. Several shows this weekend, so check it out. But live music from the Ballet Wichita Symphony. The Nutcracker, oh, you just got to love that. That gets you into the holiday spirit. Then Stranger Things 80s Dance Party at the Wave tonight at 9 p.m. Wave will transform into Hawkins for a Stranger Things-inspired 1980s dance party. Oh, hits and songs from the series. You can come in costume, and there will be a costume contest. So over at the Wave tonight. And then we have Old Fashioned Christmas at Prairie Pines, still going on. It runs daily through December the 23rd. You can pick out your Christmas tree and enjoy festive activities. There'll be Santa visits, train rides, a mystery dinner theater. So a lot happening over there. Check it out at the Prairie Pines location. And then we still have wild lights over at the Sedgwick County Zoo going on. Botanica with their gorgeous illuminations. A lot happening in Wichita. It's a great time of year. Happy holidays to everyone. And enjoy this Woohoo Friday. We'll see ya.
Thanks, Jamel. And visit Wichita.com. 8:14, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS on this Friday morning. Ted, we have a special guest this morning.
Yes, it's the Friday before Christmas.
Yes, sir.
So he's coming with gifts. He's checking his list.
He's making lists. And yeah. Checking it twice.
He'll be getting to the, he probably has to check his roster list because there's a lot of different names on there. Some guys aren't there that we're used to seeing on there. The Chiefs are visiting the Tennessee Titans in Nashville on Sunday. And as always on a Friday morning, we welcome in the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs as we say, Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore. And good morning. We actually have a listening party today that are listening to us. It's like they're all hovered around the radio, like listening the old days to Fibber, McGee, and Molly in the living room. I'm out of breath, just running to get to you guys. All right. But they're at Catholic Care Centers, all hovered around the radio today, listening to this. So, including Willie Johnson, who played freshman ball for the Shockers, with, oh gosh, who was he with? Cleo Littleton back in the day. He was on that team. And then also Gary Thompson was on that team. So anyway, a shout out to our listening party today in Northeast Wichita and also to the folks at Campus Credit Union. Eric Walston, you know Ted, you know about him at Campus Credit Union. They picked this week, they wanted to pick this week of all weeks, Simplify Your Home Buying Journey at campuscu.com. And I'm irritated with you, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's just get it out there right now. First of all, I apologize to you. And Ted, I apologize to you. I was supposed to call in last Friday when you were having your retirement party. And I, dog ate the homework. I'm sorry. But I'm going to tell you congratulations on an incredible career. Okay, I'll start with that. Always say a positive thing before the negative thing. You were holding back information from us because Wichita West had a 33-game winning streak when you were in school.
Yeah.
See,
and
so
you didn't tell
us. Huh? I take it for granted that we were just unbeatable. I don't know what's a problem.
You're just too humble. And Eddie Crewell was the coach.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm digging into last week's Plopper report. And I'm like, you dog. Yeah. Steve McIntosh didn't tell me all this stuff.
Well, West is best, you know.
Yeah, yeah, keep that thought. Like it. So, yeah. So, anyway, congratulations, Steve.
Oh, hey, and, thanks, Mitch. It's been great work with you.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, you're one of one. And honestly, when I look back at your career and I was, you know, digging back and looking through because I was going to call in, I get so easily diverted, but anyway, maybe it's my ADHD, but the fact that I go, what an incredible career. And so anybody that was born in Murdoch, Kansas, and to do what you've done, is pretty awesome.
Was it
Murdoch or Spivey or Rego or Penalosa?
Fowler. Fowler is where I was born.
You're a Fowler Gold Bug.
That's right.
Oh, a Fowler Gold Bugs.
Yeah.
I looked up, and Ted, the Fowler Gold Bugs, I even looked them up. And I actually got a plop on that one because Fowler, one of their arch rivals, come on, come clean, Steve. Mm. The Lancers of?
I don't know.
Spearville Lancers.
Really?
And who did they have, Ted? Rick Dvorak.
Yeah.
Shocker, who played in the NFL for the New York Giants from Spearville, played Fowler the day that Steve was born. Rick Dvorak had a pick six. It was amazing.
Connect the dots. There it is. Yes, sir.
I got it. Fowler Gold. Terrific career, though. Steve, there's no way. And I'm sorry I didn't call in. I was mortified that I forgot. But anyway, incredible. And it's been awesome working with you. Awesome.
Just to clarify that 33-game winning streak, I was not a part of that. Yeah. However, my older brother Mike was one of those players for Eddie Creewell. So there you go.
Way to go, Mike.
Yeah.
Way to go, West. And way to be humble because you didn't tell us about it, dog.
Oh, well.
So yeah.
What about those Chiefs?
The Chiefs, of course, heading to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. Boy, late in the game last week, something happened that you never want to see happen.
Yikes.
Torn ACL for Patrick Mahomes, and now the Chiefs move forward without him for the next three games of this season, and we'll see what happens in the months ahead. But the next three games, not Mahomes taking snaps. We're not used to that.
Well, and it's something I've alluded to you guys really for a couple of years here. You can stretch the rubber band, stretch the rubber band, stretch the rubber band, stretch the rubber band, and then it breaks. You know, I think of when I was growing up on the farm and we would be in harvest and you've got a combine with all these belts and pulleys and you're going, I hope none of these belts break. And then 2 seconds later, whammo, the belt breaks and you're shut down. Feel for Patrick. It was hard not to choke back tears when you see it happen, and then you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Minshew's good enough. He can come in here and tie this game, and one more completion, he would have. But Pat's on his road back. We can do that in successive segments here because we can talk about that. But let's talk about Minshew. I have every confidence Minshew can win this game and all three games, and that includes the Bronco game. I know. And yes, we're going to have Asapole and Chew Godrick as our tackles. If that's on your bingo card, then go get an extra Christmas gift at McIntosh's Sporting Goods. But the Gardner's good enough to win these. He's won 9 games as a starter since the beginning of the 23 season. He had to go in an emergency role with the Colts, and he led them to a 7-6 record, almost got them to the playoffs. Now, here's one fun fact for you, Ted. You like these. You went to Cape and private school guy. Is that he's only one of 3 quarterbacks ever in the history of the NFL to play for 5 different teams in his first 7 years.
Wow.
And the others, Case Keenum, I think, and gosh, who was the other cat? That's our guy. But he's good enough. He's had 9 300-yard passing games. You could argue that he's the best backup. Jeff Driscoll. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
the incomparable Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah, Jeff Driscoll.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the library in Mulvane is named after Jeff Driscoll.
JD.
It's Douglas. I'm sorry. So anyway, the point is Gardner's good enough to win. Our guys believe in him. He's got skills. He's won 17 games as an NFL starter. So let her rip. Let's go.
And the Titans have lost 11 straight home games.
Yeah, they stink.
I don't know why anyone in Nashville shows up at all. So it might be nice and quiet in Nashville on Sunday.
You go.
Because Cal Smith does concerts. He sings Country Bumpkin at halftime every game. That's why they show up. And then Dolly Parton does her review. They bring all the Branson acts in for a big halftime extravaganza. Actually, they're playing better, Ted. They Cam Ward, you know, the 1-1 pick in the draft, has had his best 2 games, the last 2 games. They have Tony Pollard, the former Cowboy running back. He's good. So the Chiefs have got – people go, tank it, get a draft pick, tank it. But don't tell that to Andy Reid. He'll knock you out. And the fact that if we win all 3 games, we keep our winning streak alive of 13 straight years with winning years. But the draft picks from 9-8 to 6-11 isn't that noticeable.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to get
you're not going to get Buck Buchanan by going 6-11 necessarily. So win the game since in front of you.
The Chiefs and the Titans on Sunday as the Chiefs get after it on the road. Live coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network begins at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Game kicks off at noon in Nashville. And, of course, it's live right here on your Wichita Radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, the Chiefs visiting the Tennessee Titans. We must ask, how does this matchup between these two in the state of Tennessee somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football?
Yeah,
it's part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker football Sunday before Christmas Santa Claus update.
How?
Okay, this is so, Steve, take that almost 60 years of broadcasting excellence in the palm of your hand, look at it, and then slap it against that shiny forehead, because this one is so obvious. Ted and Steve, there was a guy that played for the Shocks, actually back when my father-in-law was in school, named Dick Sanders. He was a really good athlete.
Dick Sanders.
Legend, you
Four-sport athlete. He played pro ball and baseball.
Yep.
He was the quarterback of the 51 Shocks. They're getting ready now to play Drake. But Drake had gone through – Drake was in a rough spot because 21 days earlier, they had the Johnny Bright incident at Oklahoma A&M. And that's when the racially motivated, supposedly, Johnny Bright, who was going to win, you know, was Oklahoma did not prohibit – or prohibited blacks from playing. And Drake said, no, he's going to play. And in a got hit three times, and the last time was in the jaw, broke his jaw, and took him out of the season. Well, 21 days later, here comes Drake. Good team, but Dick Sanders is out of the lineup. Who has to come in but his replacement? Basically, the Gardner Minshew of the 51 Shocker team. None other than, get ready, Connie Hoffman's. Connie Hoffman's. Man. And you better be good as a backup if you got a first name of Connie. Okay? You better be really good. He went to Emporia High. He was a pianist. In fact, at the Emporia High at the Emporia High commencement, his graduation day, he played Rhapsody in Blue for the crowd. All right. So Connie has to come in. I kid you not. Connie has to come into the game against a good Drake team because Sanders is out. What does Connie do? He leads him down the field. In fact, he gets a touchdown pass to the one and only Elias Sneak Thomas.
Sneak Thomas.
Sneak Connie to sneak for the touchdown.
Wow.
Wasn't enough. Drake wins 13-7. Connie went on to be a really good player for the Shocks, and he graduated with three different degrees in mathematics, mechanical engineering, and air science. And Connie went on to be in the Air Force for 5 years and had a great career.
Wow.
So you can't have a Connie as a backup quarterback throwing to sneak for a touchdown if you don't even have a team. So let's go. Bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
So Connie could tickle the ivories then, huh?
Yeah. Why do I hear, like in the background, I hear Tchaikovsky, right? So that would be a halftime if back in 51 Shocker football if Connie led the Shocks through it to sneak for a touchdown and they bring out a baby grand to the 50-yard line. At Veterans Field, and he'd bust out, you know, some Beethoven's fifth or something. That would be that's a crowd pleaser there.
Yeah, I can see Liberace at halftime at the Super Bowl sometime. That'd be good.
Right. You know, Liberace played for, his name was Connie, and he played for the Shocks, I think, in a game in 1959, maybe?
Yeah.
I think he filled, Jim Klesanin, I think he filled in for Little Bear. Like, who's the guy with no helmet on with the big puffy hair?
Yeah.
That's Liberace.
Good looking jacket.
Liberace.
Yeah. Mitch,
real nice jacket.
Have a great trip.
He got a penalty, though. He didn't have the uniform he's supposed to have.
Yeah. Okay. Have a great trip to Nashville. Have a great call on Sunday. Merry Christmas to you and your family, as we say. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, and congratulations, Stephen, on a great career, and Merry Christmas. And thank you, Theodore. You're your own level of broadcasting excellence. Merry Christmas. And thank you, and Merry Christmas, too, to Connie Hoffman's, wherever he is, and also to Sneak Thomas.
Sneak.
Take Sneak out. Go get a lunch. All right, Sneak.
Good stuff. Thank you, Mitch. And, of course, every Friday morning, we have Mitch Holtis on with us here to preview the Chiefs game on KNSS.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minute, Sean talks about all that could have been prevented. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here, KNSS. 24 degrees now. The Hutchinson Fire Department confirmed that the evacuation has been lifted
for the North Plum area following a wildfire that burned about 500 acres Thursday afternoon. Hutchinson Fire remembering the devastating fire that heavily impacted Hutchinson in 2017. A man armed with a rifle was shot by police during a foot chase near Leavenworth Bank Thursday afternoon. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the Leavenworth Police Department received several calls reporting an armed man behind the bank. Officers located a man who was armed with a rifle and wearing a trench coat and a surgical mask. The man was later identified as 24-year-old Andrew L. Hutchinson of Leavenworth. And during a foot chase, one officer fired toward Hutchinson, striking him. Suspect was hospitalized in stable condition. No law enforcement officers were injured during the incident. And a man suspected of killing two people at Brown University and injuring several others in a mass shooting last Saturday was found dead in a storage facility in New Hampshire Thursday. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley, says authorities believe the suspect also killed a professor at Massachusetts Institute of Technology Monday.
There was financial investigations that were going on in the background that linked him not only to that car, but also to the hotels that he had rented and the car that he had used to not only drive to Rhode Island, but then back to Boston.
Suspect reportedly a Portuguese national and had previously attended Brown University more than two decades ago and allegedly went to the same university as the MIT professor in Spain. He was found dead from a self-inflicted gun wound. The Trump administration is encouraging white men to make discrimination claims, a reversal of past practices.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission enforces workplace civil rights. Chairwoman Andrea Lucas on social media urged white men who say they've experienced discrimination to come forward.
Are you a white male who's experienced discrimination at work based on your race or sex? You may have a claim to recover money under federal civil rights laws. Contact the EEOC as soon as possible. Time limits are typically strict for filing a claim.
Lucas is a major critic of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Former agency commissioners say employers can take proactive steps to break down barriers that have limited the opportunities of certain job applicants. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A grocery delivery company announces a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission.
Instacart will pay $60 million in refunds under a settlement reached with the FTC over allegations of deceptive practices. The FTC says Instacart had been falsely advertising free deliveries and had failed to clearly disclose that customers who enroll in a free trial for its Instacart Plus program will be charged membership fees at the end of the trial, and that hundreds of thousands of customers have been charged but got no benefits from memberships or refunds. Instacart Plus offers free deliveries on most orders for $99 a year. Instacart denied the allegations but said it reached the settlement in order to move forward and focus on its business. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Stephen Ted of the Morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Suspect in shootings at Brown University and MIT found dead of suicide.
Two.
Governor Laura Kelly issues disaster emergency declaration because of wildfire danger continuing across Kansas.
One.
Big Grass Fire Force's evacuation near Hutchinson. Everyone has returned home now. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Wichita's traffic volumes back to normal, and so traffic volumes are light, not really seeing many big slowdowns out there. We do still have quite a bit of traffic around the South Junction, I-135. 47th Street South and the nearby intersection of Broadway and 47th Street South. Lots of traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 53 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 37. For Saturday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 52. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 51. Now mostly cloudy. South wind at 8 miles per hour, 24 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Dow is up 195 points as we begin the trading day on Wall Street. The S&P up 46, NASDAQ up 227 points. A pause in contract negotiations at Boeing. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The union representing about 1,500 white-collar workers at Boeing Wichita has agreed to pause contract negotiations at the request of the company. SPEA, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, began negotiations last week on behalf of professional and technical workers in non-engineering roles. The talks began a day after Boeing completed its acquisition of Spirit, but negotiations reached a standstill a week later with SPEA negotiator Wes Gardner sounding off. He said, "I'm incredibly pissed off by this demonstrated lack of respect." The labor agreement expires at the end of January. The once-growing Chicken Mac's fast casual chain that began in Wichita 2 years ago is down to one location in Wichita. The Central and Tyler location that was temporarily closed in September is now on the market for lease. And the East Central location that closed in October is now scheduled to be occupied by a Blackbird Burger location that's not tied to Chicken Mac's. The chain still has a location open in South Dakota, but once had announced it would open 25 Kansas locations over 10 years. And the Business Journal's list of the most impactful business leaders in the city for 2025 is out. It's called the Power 50, and you can read them all about them today in the print and digital editions of the Wichita Business Journal. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, we were talking about SpongeBob and Ted, a movie or something coming out with SpongeBob, and I just wondered if you were familiar.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With SpongeBob SquarePants at all?
I had a few good years with SpongeBob when the daughter was growing up, yeah, but have not viewed him lately. I can't wait to see what new adventures he's got coming.
Yeah, Patrick will be there, and Squidward, of course, you know, all the biggies, right? Okay, fine.
I like the Krusty Krab. That's about all I remember.
There you go. Now, on this date, 182 years ago, in 1843, A Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, and Good Old Fezziwig by Charles Dickens was first published in England. I myself am a huge fan. That's one of my favorites. How about you, Kirk? Where are you on the Christmas Carol?
Well, I'm waiting for SpongeBob to be in the Christmas Carol, then I think my life would be complete.
They could do something like that, maybe make it a musical. SpongeBob meets Fezziwig. There you go.
Well, just about every other entertainment venue has had a Christmas Carol version.
Yeah, there you go.
Somewhere along the line.
Today is National Underdog Day. We're celebrating a person in the competition or event usually expected to fail or lose, and they are the underdog, as you know. And I've felt that way in my broadcasting career many times.
What do you mean, as you know? Don't insult Kirk Semenoff.
Oh,
he's never the underdog.
Well, I imagine when Kirk was growing up, he watched the Underdog Show, an American Saturday morning animated television series that ran from October of 64 to 1967. Do you ever watch Underdog?
Have no fear.
Underdog is here. There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Yeah. Shoeshine Boy's heroic alter ego. In other words, he was a shoeshine boy who turned into underdog. He's probably a shoeshine dog, I guess. But, whenever his love interest, Sweet Polly Purebred, is being victimized by such villains as Simon Bar Sinister or Riff Raff. So, yeah. And by the way, the voice of Wally Cox did the voice on that. And he had a funny little voice and a strange little man.
Yeah.
And his best friend in Hollywood was Marlon Brando. And that is a fact. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You can take that to the bank, all right? National Underdog Day. Kirk, Thank you, sir.
And hey, I'm off next week, so find your own business news and Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ready to go. Glenn Beck Show coming up. Erica Kirk endorses J.D. Vance for president in 2028. Top of the hour news, Governor Kelly issuing an emergency declaration as wildfire danger continues across Kansas. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Wichita.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.